It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Jorge Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for making your way here and checking out the series. I do hope you hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out. Three interviews every single week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones at all the usual spots, including Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can grab us at NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Recent episodes have included the cast of the show Minx, actress Elizabeth Perkins, musician Bruno Major, talked with Janelle Monae, who also music and actress right there. We had Greta Van Fleet on, Ian Hunter from Mata Hoople, Lucinda Williams, Nick Hexum of 311. Those are just a handful of the interviews recently featured on the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with actress Ellie Kemper. Now, of course, you know Ellie from The Office. You know her from The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. You know her from Bridesmaids and so many other things. She has a brand new movie on Netflix, and it's called Happiness for Beginners. Now, it's a story that finds her character newly divorced and a little lost as she decides to sign up for a backcountry survival course hiking the Appalachian Trail with a group of oddball strangers. So Ellie and I are going to talk about actually playing against type with a character who spends most of her time in this movie bottled up and angry. She'll tell me about the camaraderie of the cast and how being a runner came in handy in what's really a hiking movie. Ellie's also going to regale us with the story of her singing Bob Schneider's 40 Dogs, Romeo and Juliet in the film. And I'll be asking her which song has her singing in the car in real life and which artist she's listening to when she's out for a run. We also get to hear the type of role or gig that she's looking for post Kimmy Schmidt and her recent stint on Broadway in Peter Pan Goes Wrong and the podcast that's keeping her busy right now. All that's and more. Let's talk Happiness for Beginners. It's Kyle Meredith with Ellie Kemper.
Hi, Kyle. How are you?
I'm well. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Yeah. And it's been so fun watching you in Happiness for Beginners, which, you know, as the story goes, so we have this sort of post-divorce adventure that your character gets to go on. But when I say it's fun watching you, it's sort of fun because for different reasons than usual. I mean, this is a very different character for you, right?
Yes. A lot of the characters I've played tend to be sunny, optimistic, bright-eyed, cheerful women. And Helen is not. She is going through a divorce. She is cranky, you know? She's not choosing to look on the bright side of things when we meet her. And that was a departure for me, and a departure that I enjoyed. It was fun to play.
I mean, watching you, it's sort of like, I don't know that you're exactly bottled up, but you just, you know, Helen is holding something inside, and that furrowed brow and scowl.
Yep.
I mean, and maybe you're already saying it, you know, it being just different for you, but how different? I mean, was this really new territory?
As a human being, I have experienced craziness and anger before, but it did feel new to play on screen. And, you know, what I love about some of the characters I played in Kimmy Schmidt and Erin Hannon is that they do have these moments where you see them kind of lose their tempers or their minds. And those moments are always, I think, really exciting to play, because it's nice to see people kind of just lose control. But this character was new because it was a sustained kind of crankiness, and it was just her choices and the way she carried herself were so different from a character, you know, characters that I have played. So I liked it because it allowed me to tap into that side of myself, and as an actor I got to, you know, explore and play with emotions that I generally don't tap into. So that was exciting.
And I think that's what was the thing, is like knowing that you sort of had to hang on to that one style of emotion for so long to just kind of keep that, you know, over a whole shoot. I don't know if you're the type of actor that carries that with you, you know, or you're able to just kind of, but of course you're surrounded by this great ensemble cast on top of that. So I can't imagine that you're too unhappy when the camera's off.
Oh my gosh. First of all, yes, I'm not an actor who carries that around. when the cameras are off, I'm just myself. But we had such a fantastic cast. It was like, you know, what was really nice about the cast, I hope you like picked up on this even just from watching the movie, is that the camaraderie that the campers have on camera was really an off-camera thing as well. It was such a friendly, fun, kind group of people. And we got to, you know, we had the luxury of being able to rehearse before shooting, and we got to know each other through that. And like, you know, everyone just got along really well, and we're, you know, on a text chain together still. We've shot the movie almost 2 years ago, and everyone is just really supportive I'm really lucky. It seems like most of the projects I've worked on are populated with like really good human beings. So I feel lucky.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Ellie Kemper. Where did you guys shoot it at?
It was in Stamford, Connecticut, which you may not have guessed, but it was, this was something I thought that was really like a good reminder for everyone. You know, sometimes I think, I would love to go hiking, but it's such an undertaking and you have to travel. But the parks where we filmed are not far, you know, certainly not far outside Stamford, not far outside of New York City. Like these places are accessible. And I think it was, it's important to remember that there's like really beautiful wilderness and outdoors not far from your home.
Well, I say that I'm in Louisville, Kentucky. So, I mean, it's surrounded by here, but I hear, you know, for all of my friends who do, especially, you know, New York and LA, you'll hear that. And then I think that you're not that far, right? I mean, it seems like it's another world, but it's just really, you know, across the bridge or whatever.
Exactly right. And I am probably promoting Central Park way too much in this day of interviews, but Central Park is a great escape, and it's right there in New York City. So you just have to look. You just have to look.
Now, you're a runner too, right?
Yes. Now, I said yes too enthusiastically. I run. I'm not a pro runner.
You did say it enthusiastically. That was like, oh, so you're a run. That would have been my question. Like, is that part of your personality is what I was getting. Yeah.
And it's not, I mean, here's the thing. I need my like online, like the apps that I do for, you know, fitness, they all will tell you are a runner, you are a, you know, bodybuilder. So I should tell you, yes, I am a runner, but I wouldn't say a serious runner. I run because I like to.
It's one of it reminds me of the Mitch Hedberg joke where he said, I never want to be known as a sailboat enthusiast.
Correct. Yeah. I started subscribing to a running magazine and I immediately regretted it. I'm just like, oh, these, everyone's way too intense.
Well, it's like, you know, and we, as we talk about certain types of people, and obviously everybody to each their own sort of a thing, but I was thinking, like, you know, even with what Helen gets herself into here, because you have the, if you've ever been through a divorce, I've been through a divorce, you know, and what you try to do, if it's the new hairstyle or the big adventure or whatever, but I feel like it is a certain type of person who signs up to do something with a group of strangers, you know?
Yeah, that would be, that I think would be hard for me personally, because that is its own anxiety ridden adventure. So I feel like, okay, if you're going on a, you're gathering your high school friends and you're going to go on a, you know, hiking trip, then the hiking will be the challenge probably. But here you're acclimating to a new social environment as well, which would be hard.
Yeah. And it's not me. I'm not the person who signs up to go with this. I'll go on the hike. I like a hike, but.
That's for me too. I have signed up for like running races and they always offer team training. And I always think, why would I want to make conversation while I'm running? That sounds nightmarish.
Well, some fun moments throughout the movie also has some great needle drops going on. Bob Schneider, who I love and have seen many times and hung out with, and he's got two songs in the show. One's Bombonanza, but the other one has you actually pulling a car moment with 40 dogs.
Singing along with it, yes. I forget. I think Vicky, we'll have to ask her. There's some special relationship she has to that song that I can't remember now. I love that song and I love being able to sing at the top of my lungs. I mean, that's just a hugely relatable moment, driving in your car, singing at the top of your lungs along to the music if you're alone in your car. Oh, I love that experience. I haven't had that moment in a long time because I don't have a car here in New York and I don't have the best voice. But no, I sing in the shower, I guess. But anyway, it's a really, really nice, isn't that such a freeing little activity?
Yeah. Now I'll put you on the spot. What's the song that comes on that you're going to have no shame at the stoplight for? You know, somebody rolls down the window, they're going to catch you singing along to every word or whatever. Do you have that song or those songs?
Shallow, Lady Gaga.
Really? Oh, I didn't expect that one.
That till the cows come home. I love that song. I love that song. It makes me cry. It's such a great song. And I mean, I would have the windows rolled up, but I would sing along to that song. I think I'm Lady Gaga in that moment, and it's great.
Well, that's the best part about it, right? Because you are that artist. Whoever that artist is that you're, like, we are that artist.
Yes. Yeah. It's amazing how we become the artist, but we do.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Ellie Kemper. Since you're not a running enthusiast, but you do run, what's the music that you carry on the old buds there?
Right,
because I can't imagine it's Shallow.
You'd be surprised if Shallow does pop up in a mix or whatever. That can be a great running song. I listen to a lot of Imagine Dragons, and I like listening to some Tina Turner songs are great. Not all, but like the fast songs are great because her voice is insane. I like listening to Green Day and the Rocky sound, like Rocky, about the soundtrack.
Sure, the running song, right, yeah.
Running song. Eminem is great. I mean, I really, there's no genre that's off limits.
Yeah.
Salt and Pepper, I love. None of Your Business, that's the name of the song. Great song.
That's my favorite Salt and Pepper song.
It's so good. I played it in my apartment and I have a pretty clean household and there's some explicit lyrics in that song, but my 3-year-old took away, he thinks that they're saying naughty old business, which is so sweet to me. They're saying none of your business. And he said, naughty old business. Anyway.
Kid. And he'll grow up and figure them out eventually. Right. Because we've all got those songs. Yeah. 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 You know, again, seeing you in this and seeing the role and then thinking back, especially as I veer our conversation back towards Happiness for Beginners here, and that's my fault. But, you know, playing against this type and coming off, I guess is what I'm getting at, of the success of something like Kimmy Schmidt, Does that give you a moment to reset? I mean, it, for a lot of us, it's not so much calculated. We go with the flow. We find our jobs. We hope that something good happens.
Yeah.
But what is it for you? Because you do, you of course, we loved you in The Office, and then you have this great show, and it, you know, makes so many fans everywhere and does its run. And then what? Is that the question you get faced with?
I feel grateful when any job opportunity comes up. So I think as long as you're working, I think the most important thing for me as an actor is to look for the people you're working with. So if you are working with smart people who share a sensibility with you, I think then you can, you know, relax a little bit. So I think that's what I look for. And so hopefully you can never tell how people are going to receive your work, right? So it's about making sure that you're proud of and satisfied with the work that you're creating. This maybe sounds corny, but it's true. And so I think seeking out people who you want to work with is probably like the crucial component for me, because then you can, whatever you make, you'll feel good about it. And then you hope that other people will like it too.
Well, and I see you've done the other opportunities as well. Broadway, Peter Pan, gone wrong.
Peter Pan goes wrong.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just coming off that run, Kyle. I am a Broadway star. That was exhilarating. Have you ever been on Broadway?
I've stepped on a stage in Broadway and I danced, and there was no one around. So I said, I'm on Broadway. Does that count?
That does count. Because okay. That literally, I went to my first rehearsal and then I left and I was like, I'm terrified. I want to back out. I hope something happens so that I don't have to do this, because I was so scared. And I said to myself, well, you were on Broadway. You went to a Broadway rehearsal. That could be enough. But I was proud of myself because I saw it through and it turned out to be a lot of fun. But it was like terrifying.
And I'll bring up real quick the Born to Love podcast. I know is out there too. So
thank you for bringing it up. Yes, I have a podcast with my dear longtime friend Scott Eckert called Born to Love, and it's about what people love, and we have guests on to talk about anything that they love. So it's an upbeat podcast.
Well, it's great to see you doing all these things, and again, happiness for beginners. And it, luckily you get to let go of that scowl at some points, and it's such a fun movie to watch. And
Ellie, so happy you enjoyed it. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it.
Thank you for taking the time to talk with me about it.
And my thanks, Ellie Kemper. The new Netflix movie is called Happiness for Beginners. Thanks to you for checking out this episode. I do hope if you enjoyed yourself, you'll hit that subscribe button, because I'll send you 3 of these every single week. New one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from Spotify and Apple Podcasts, from NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And then after that, after you subscribe, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's 4 hours of classic tracks, new music. We do music news. We celebrate anniversaries. You get bonus interviews. A recent episode had me playing the music of David Bowie and Radiohead, U2, The Flaming Lips, The Specials, Lucinda Williams, Morcheeba, Sonic Youth, Bell and Sebastian, Raphael Sadiq, The Police, Nick Lowe, Nico Case, Roxy Music, Modern Lovers, and had my interview with the band Inhaler. That's just an example of what you get every weeknight at 6 p.m. Eastern on WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also catch me on the old social media spots, including Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. All 3 of them, the address is at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.